我们已经来到提摩太前书第四章，我们要跟大家一起看十一节到十六节。
And we have reached 1 Timothy chapter 4, and we shall read together chapter 4 verses 11 to 16.
提摩太前书第四章十一节说，这些事你们要吩咐人，也要教导人。不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。这些事你要殷勤去做，并且要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事恒心，因为这样行又能救自己，又能救听见你的人。
1 Timothy 4:11 Command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
上个主日我们跟大家分享了这段圣经，其实很重要的有几个字，就在上一次跟大家提到的，就是四章第六节。
And in the last Lord's Day, we spoke about a few words that is very important, which is in chapter 4, verse 6.
第六节说，你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是耶稣基督的好执事。
Chapter 4 verse 6 says, If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus.
所以我们跟大家思想了，这个好执事就是好仆人。仆人做什么呢？
And what does a good servant do?
特别是讲到怎么样成为耶稣基督的好仆人，他的 特征是什么呢？
And especially we mentioned the marks of the good servant of Christ.
第一章我们就是讲他必须要警惕这个异端。
And firstly he must sound the alarm against apostasy.
说将这些事提醒弟兄，这些事是什么呢？就是在第一节到第六节的那些，他讲到那些有人离开真道，引诱去随从鬼魔的道理。
Put these things before the brothers. What are these things? It is what is found in verses 1 to 5, that some will depart from the faith and devote themselves to teachings of demons.
所以在这些事，你提醒弟兄姐妹，这些就你就是耶稣基督的好仆人。
So if you remind or if you sound the alarm before the brethren, you will be a good servant.
如果你是基督的好仆人，你就不需要在真道的话语上不断的去研读。
And to be a good servant of Christ Jesus, you must actually study the scriptures.
就像我们的经文说，在真道的话语上和你向来服从的善道上得了教育，得了教训。
It's in verse 6, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed.
那么主耶稣的好仆人不但是要警惕那些异端，专注真理，而且呢，他必须要远避世俗的教训。第七节，你要弃绝这世上的世俗的言语和老妇人荒谬的话。
And to be a good servant of Christ, you must sound the alarm, study the word, and be separate from the world, as in verse 7, have nothing to do with irreverent silly myth.
那么第四个呢，就是要敬虔的操练。
And fourthly, he must practice spiritual discipline.
特别在第七节说，你要在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体，益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，一切是有今生和将来来生的应许。
And in the second half of verse 7, rather train yourself for godliness, for our bodily training is of some value, Godliness is of value in every way as it holds promise for the present life and also the life to come.
那么最后一个呢，就是在上个星期跟大家分享的呢，就是最后呢，作为一个耶稣基督的好仆人，他必须要忠心的讲传讲神的道。
And the last mark of the good servant of Christ is to have sound preaching.
所以这里讲到说，这些是你必须要吩咐人教导人。
And then.Paul continues to write that Timothy was to command and teach these things.
所以这个吩咐人就是命令的意思。
And it is a command.
所以他要人，这个主的仆人要懂得如何有权柄的教导，就是讲道传扬的意思。
And the servant of Christ must teach.With authority, and this is to proclaim.
所以我们常常讲到，在教会里，神已经安立了他的这个有教师、牧师啊，那么要目的是要成全圣徒，各尽其职来建立基督的身体。
And we have often said that God gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry for building up the body of Christ.
所以神在教会里面除了使徒先知传福音的还有教师还有牧师
So God gave the church apostles, prophets, evangelists and shepherds and teachers
叫他们这个牧师教师牧师的工作是什么呢
What is the work of a pastor or a shepherd
所以刚才我们跟大家看的就是上一个星期所讲的是讲到保罗告诉提摩太他个人必须做什么
And we said that Paul was writing to Timothy and telling Timothy that personally he ought to do this.
他个人就是提摩太本身应该做什么。
And this is applied to Timothy as a person.
但是今天我们要跟大家讲的是提摩太跟这个会众的关系。
But today what we want to look at is the relationship of Timothy with the congregation.
特别你看第十一节下半段，十二节他说不要叫人小看你年轻。
And in verse 12, let no one despise you for your youth.
而且下面他说要做圣徒的榜样。
Set the believers an example.
而且呢，他对第十五节说要叫众人看出你的长进来。
And verse 15, that all may see your progress.
所以你看到这个，他的虽然不能够很严格的分别，但是今天的经文是讲到提摩太跟众人跟会众的关系。不要叫人小看你年轻，要做他的榜样，而且呢，要叫人看见你是有成长的。
So even though we cannot strictly divide this passage into two parts, we do actually see an emphasis in today's passage on Timothy's relation with the congregation, because let no one despise you, set them an example, and so that all may see your progress.
所以这里是讲到。提摩太跟会众之间的关系，他们之间的角色。
So this is actually speaking about the relation between Timothy and the congregation and their role.
所以这边讲到提摩太应该怎么样做他的这个牧者的这个角色。
So this is actually referring to the role of Timothy as the pastor.
当我们在仔细研究这段圣经的时候呢，我们要知道，作为一个牧者，他工作是什么？
So as we study this passage, we want to know what is the work of the shepherd.
这个牧者的这个工作是哪一些？
And what is the work of the pastor?
那么工作的内容是什么？
What's the content of his work?
他要负责些什么？
And what are his responsibilities?
他的目标是什么？
What are his goals?
所以这段圣经给我们看见很清楚的，保罗告诉这个提摩太，他应该怎么样做这个牧者。
And this passage, Paul wrote to Timothy, clearly showing him how to be a pastor.
而且呢，他的要保罗的要求是什么
？And what is Paul's requirement?
那么这段圣经，如果你仔细研究的话呢，它充满了许多的命令。
If you study this passage carefully, you'll realize that it is filled with commands.
你看第十一节
，Look at verse 11.
他说，要吩咐人，这个字就是命令的意思。
Command these things.
那么接下来他说不可叫人小看你年轻这个字呢也是一个命令的这个手法这个文法
And the phrase let no one despise you for your youth was written in an imperative tense
同时做圣徒的榜样也是一个命令。
And to set the believers an example was also in an imperative tense.
他说你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，就是要常常注意这件事情，这个 也是一个命令。
Devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to exhortation, to teaching is also written as a command.
而且接下来第十四节，不要轻忽你所得的恩赐，也是命令。
Do not neglect the gift you have is also a command.
第十五节说你要殷勤去做，也是命令。
And verse 15, practice these things is also a command.
而且他说要在此专心，也是命令。
And immerse yourself in them is also a command.
第十六节，你要谨慎自己跟自己的教训，也是一个命令。
And in verse 16, keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching was also a command.
要在此事，在这些事上恒心，也是一个命令。
Persist in this is also a command.
所以你会发现，这段圣经里面充满了许多许多的命令。
So you realize that this passage is filled with lots and lots of commands.
所以我们只意思说，保罗很看重。比这个提摩太这个牧养的工作这个要求很高，所以他要这样很用命令的手法来强调了，再强调了，再强调。
In other words, Paul gave a high emphasis on the pastoral ministry of Timothy, and he emphasized it over and over again with commands after command.
所以这个作为一个牧者，保罗要比这个提摩太做什么呢？
So what?Does Paul require Timothy to do as a pastor?
所以我们今天跟大家分享有三点，把他这么多的命令跟他总结成三点。
And today we will categorize all these commands into three.
那么第一呢，就是要他成为众人的榜样。
Firstly, is to be an example for all.
你看，那不可叫人小看你年轻，这个是一个命令，所以他命令他做什么呢？不要人看你小看你年轻，而且呢，你要在信徒上面在做信徒的榜样。
Let no one despise you for your youth, that is a command. Set the believers an example is a command.
所以他说。不要让人小看你年轻，那个小看你的意思说就是真的是小看你 look little.
And let no one despise you, in other words, to see you as someone really small or little.
然后不要让人轻视你，藐视你。
And do not let them despise you.
不要让人看不起，瞧不起。
And do not let them look down on you.
怎么样使别人看不，不要让别人看不起你呢？
How to not let people look down on you?
或许你在生活当中有人看不起你。
Maybe in your life there are people who look down on you.
应该有很多人看不起你的。
I'm sure there's a lot of people doing
that. 因为他们看自己比你看得更重要。
Because they see themselves as more important than
you. 你被人看不起，你心里不开心。
And when you are looked down upon, you might feel sad.
那你应该怎么办呢？
What should you do?
保罗的告诉比这个提摩太，他说你要教导人，你要讲道，你要教导的时候呢，当别人看不起的时候呢，你应该做什么呢？你要有敬虔的样式，敬虔的模范，敬虔的榜样。
And when someone despises you, Paul told Timothy, what you should do in response is to have godliness in your speech and in your conduct and example.
所以你要有一个样式出来，你要让人看见你的确是敬虔的。
You must have the appearance of godliness.
所以你要在这些上事情上去努力，让人看见你的敬虔的行为，人家就会看得起你。
You must work hard in this area so that people will see godliness in your conduct and then they will look up to you.
特别是在这边讲到把保罗告诉提摩太说，你不要让人看小看你年轻。
And Paul especially told Timothy, let no one despise you for your youth.
如果我们知道这个犹太人的历史里面呢，我们知道他们一般上，长老都是年纪真的是很老的。
And if we understand the Jewish culture and history, we will realize that elders among them are also advanced in age.
而且呢，你知道圣经里面有一本书叫做雅歌书在旧约吗？
And do you know that there is a book called the Song of Songs in the Old Testament?
而且这本书呢，一般上他们说你要到40岁你才能够可以读的。
And it is said that only when a person reaches 40 before he can read that book,
他才能够有这个成熟度去明白。
only after he reaches 40 years old, then he is mature enough.
所以从历史里面来讲呢，一般上呢，三十几岁到四十岁呢，我们不是绝对，是这段年龄呢，都是属于年轻的。
So from the Jewish history, though not strictly speaking, even they are past 30 and before they are 40, they are still considered as youth.
所以提摩太这个时候大概是三十几岁。
And Timothy, he would be in his 30s.
所以就他把他当作是年轻。
And so he's considered young.
他说不要让人年轻，因为特别当中有很多年纪大的人，年纪老，这个年纪大而且很有学问的人。
So let no one despise you for your youth, because in those in that area there were older people with a lot of knowledge who are very well taught.
像怎么样在这些人面前，你怎么样能够讲道，怎么样都能够教导，怎么样在神的事工上面能够更加的去做呢？
So how was Timothy to preach and teach and to do God's ministry among them?
他说你必须要有敬虔的榜样。
He tells him that he must set them an example in his godliness.
大家，我们常常在，如果你信主一段时间，你常常听到有人这么说，他说，我们不要看人，我们只看神。
If you've been a Christian for a while, you might have heard some people say this: Let's not look at men, we will just look at God.
听起来非常属灵。
It sounds very spiritual.
但是这个不是圣经的教导。
But this is hardly the Bible's teaching.
圣经教导说我们要看人。
The Bible's teaching is look to men.
因为很多人说我们不要看人，意思说我你听我教导，但是你不要看我的行为，你不要学我所做的，只要学我的教训。
And people say do not look to men in defense of what they are trying to do is to say you just listen to what I tell you, but do not look at my example.
听起来好像属灵，哇，你不看人只看神。
It sounds very spiritual when a person only looks to God and not to men.
但是保罗告诉我们什么？你们要该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
But Paul said, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ."
请问哪一个容易？我说你听我学我所讲的话，不要学我的样式，这个容易呢？还是我要做一个榜样让你学比较容易
？May I ask which is easier, to tell you to listen to me but do not do what I do, or to follow my example, which is easier?
所以我们要知道，圣经很强调，我们必须要做一个好榜样，让别人来学。
The Bible emphasizes that we must set good examples for others to follow.
腓立比书三章十七节也是这么讲说，保罗说，弟兄们，你们要一同的效法我，应当留意那些照我样式、照我榜样行的人。
And Philippians 3:17, Paul also wrote to the brothers, join in imitating me.And keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us.
希伯来书也是这么讲，他说希伯来书的作者说，从前引导你们的传神之道给你们的人呢，你们要想念他，要效法他们的信心，留心看他们的为人的结局。
Hebrews 13:7, the author also wrote, Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God.Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
所以我们要注意的就是，我们要找那些当中我们基督徒里面哪一些人呢是值得我们效法，我们去学他。
So what we ought to do is to search for people amongst our circle, the Christian circle, and see whose example is good to follow, and we should follow them.
你要知道，我们在世界上很多东西呢，我们不只是要只有学问就可以。
We want to know that in this world, there are many, many things. It's not just about head knowledge.
你去学校，你可以学怎么样驾驶飞机。
You can go to a flight school and learn how to fly a plane.
但是你学问之后，你还是需要有一个人带着你怎么样驾那个飞机，不然的话，你恐怕会把那个飞机驾到一个无人所在的地方。
And even after you have learn the theory of flying, you still need a flight instructor to be by your side as you fly the plane, otherwise you might fly to a place without anybody there.
他要带领你，他要跟着你，他要教你怎么做，怎么应付不同的情况。
The instructor must lead you and must teach you to handle different situations.
同样的，作为一个医生，你可以读了五年、六年的医学院，你还是需要跟着一个老医生来怎么样做判断，怎么样学习，你才不会害死人。
Similarly, even after being in medical school for 5 or 6 years, a young medical doctor must follow an experienced doctor so as not to administer the wrong treatment and cause the death of others.
所以我们在学习的时候呢，我们总是希望有一个人在我们前面教导我们、引导我们来怎么样过一个敬虔的生活。
So in our learning journey, we will still need to have a mentor to be leading us, to be teaching us, and also in our way of godliness, it will work the same.
所以我们跟大家讲，为什么神要我们放我们在教会里面？他不但是给我们一本圣经，他神是把我们放在教会里面，让然后在教会里面他有长老，他有牧师，有教师，有等等的人在那里不断的来爱，不但是爱我们，照顾我们，甚至要成为我们的榜样，带领我们怎么样过基督徒的生活。
So we have mentioned that God did not just give us His word, He also placed us into the church where there are pastors, elders, and leaders who will actually lead us in our godly lives.
所以我们必须要在属灵上面有一个这个引导我们、带领我们的人。
So we must have a spiritual mentor.
所以我以前刚才出来传道的时候呢，我也是需要怎么样才能够做好圣经讲道呢？我很害怕。你讲圣经讲道，我很相信，但是呢，怎么样讲整本圣经，我害怕。所以我不需要找到一个模范，一个 model 让我可以学习。
And when I first came out to preach, I subscribed to expository preaching.Truly, but I do not know how to do it, and I'm afraid that I cannot do it well. So I have to find a model who does expository preaching well for me to follow.
所以我们必须要常常在这方面学习，有一个人走在我们前面，我们知道怎么样处理不同这个生活上面属灵的问题。
So we are still learning, and we need to have someone in front of us.To teach us how to handle this kind of spiritual matter.
所以这个是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
所以神把我们放在教会，让我们在教会里面教导你圣经，不但是教导在知识上，而且在行为上面引导你怎么样走这条路。
God has placed you in the church not just to listen to the teaching, but also to follow leaders in order to walk this spiritual life.
保罗在这里讲了这有五种五方面。
And Paul listed 5 areas to imitate here.
第一就是言语，第二是行为。
Firstly, speech. Second, conduct.
第三是爱心，第四是信心。
Thirdly, love. Fourthly, faith.
最后是清洁。
Lastly, purity.
当然，在言语上面，圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，心里所想的，口里就说出来。
And in terms of speech, the Bible clearly tells us that whatever that is in your heart will come out of your mouth.
我们信主之后，我们要懂得怎么样管理我们的言语。
After we believe in the Lord, we need to be controlling our speech.
我们讲的话不要伤害人，不要讲肮脏污秽的话。
We should not speak words that will hurt others, or filthy language should not come out.
我们要学习，因为主是圣洁的，我们要讲圣洁的话，而且要讲造就别人的话。
Because the Lord is holy, and we must imitate Him to be holy, and our speech ought to be holy, and also edifying to others.
所以这个是要学习的。
This requires learning.
这第二呢，就是行为。行为主是从罪中把我们拯救出来，所以我们就不应该继续犯罪。
And secondly is our conduct. The Lord saves us from our sins, and that's why we ought to stop sinning.
所以我们应该有圣洁的行为。
We must have pure conduct.
特别是这个雅各说，我们不要单单听到，我们要行道。
It's just like the book of James that tells us not to just be hearers of the word, but we are to be doers of the word.
因为只有信心而没有行为是死的。
Because faith without works is dead.
所以我们必须要从我们的行为里面能看出我们的信心是不是真的。
So it is through our actions that we prove whether our faith is real.
第三个是讲爱心，第四个是讲信心。
And third is love, fourth is faith.
爱心跟信心呢是两个，一个组合。
Love and faith forms one unity.
就好像行为跟行，这个言语是成为一个组合。
It's like speech and conduct.
不只是你讲，你行，你所做的就是你所讲的，你能够做得到。
Not only to say it, but to do it as well.
信心是爱心是讲你从心里面知道怎么样。现在以前你不爱神，现在你懂得爱神。
Love means that you do not love God in the past, but now you love God.
甚至呢，我们不但是讲到爱神，而且你对神有一个信心。
So you do not just love God, but you have faith in Him.
所以提摩太要在爱心上面、爱神方面、爱人方面成为众人的榜样。不但是这样，他也要对神有绝对的信心。
So not only does Timothy needs to set an example in loving God and in loving the brethren, but he must also set an example by his faith in God.
所以在遇到生活上面各种的情况的时候呢，这个提摩太必须要成为众人的榜样，怎么样来处理，按照信心去表现出对神的一个完全的信靠。
So when dealing with different situations in our life,Timothy was to set an example of how he trusts and have faith in God.
所以最后一个呢是讲到清洁。
And the last one here is purity.
啊，清洁是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be pure?
其实这个字的意思是指到在这个关系上面，特别是讲到性爱关系上面要很清楚，根本跟这个没有关系。
And this is referring to relations between humans or between brothers and sisters that there is no sexual relations between them.
特别是讲到说这个在这方面呢必须要保持清洁，不侵犯到弟兄。
And they are to keep themselves pure so that they do not violate one another.
所以在这里我们提到这里他讲的是什么呢？这个讲的是我们必须要在凡事上面做人的榜样。
So this is to be setting an example in all things.
这样是不是说这个牧师跟这教师长老都是完全的人呢？
Does this mean that the pastor or the teachers and elders are perfect?
当然我们不是指没有人完全，只有当我们见到神的面的时候才可能完全。
Of course we know that no one is perfect until we meet God face to face.
甚至保罗就这么说，他说不是，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是借力追求，或者可以得到耶稣，所以得到我的。
And Paul himself wrote that not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me His own.
所以在这里给我们看到呢，保罗是给我们看到那个方向，那个 direction 不是 perfection， 就是我们要朝那个方向去，要朝这个方向。那么牧师、教师呢，领导呢，要走在众人的前面，要朝这个目标去。
So Paul was setting a direction and not perfection for believers to follow.
所以我们在讲到这段圣经的时候呢，我们必须学习成为众人的榜样。
So as we look at this passage, we must learn.To be examples for other believers.
我们不但要在教会里面找到我们可以学习的榜样，同时呢，我们要成为别人的榜样。
Not only should we look for an example in the church to follow, at the same time we are to be examples for others to follow.
所以保罗告诉提摩太说，这些事你要吩咐人，要教导人，不要叫人小看你年轻，要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上。都成为信徒的榜样。
That's why Paul wrote to Timothy to command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity.
所以你看到吗？要成为众人的榜样，催逼自己成为圣洁，成为更好的服事。这个是一个属于圣经的教导。
So to become A godly example for others would encourage one to live a godly life, and this is actually the Bible's teaching.
特别我们当中有许多年轻的这个家长
，and especially in our midst are many young parents.
当你有年轻的孩子，你的孩子突然间有一天你发现你孩子为什么会讲某些话，有某种行为呢？你注意看，是从你身上学来的。
And one day you find that your young children speak in a certain manner and behave in a certain way, you will then realize that actually they learned it from you.
所以你应该在平时的时候，为了他们的缘故，要有好榜样，让有敬虔的榜样，让他们可以学。
So in your daily life, for their sakes, you must set a godly example for them to follow.
特别我们当中也有年轻的弟兄姐妹，你跟年长在一起的时候，你会很容易看出他们的优点也是缺点。
And there are also younger believers or younger people in our midst. As you look at the older folks, you will also find that they have weaknesses and they have strengths.
所以我们要从给我们自己有一个推动力，就是我们要做众人的榜样，我们一定要在敬虔上面操练自己。
So there ought to be a motivation amongst us that before we can set the believers an example,We have to train ourselves in godliness.
所以我们保罗在这边是特别十一节，他说这些事你要吩咐人，吩咐谁啊？
And especially in verse 11, Paul says, command and teach these things to
who? 或许你心里想啊，这段圣经是讲牧师、教师，我不是牧师，我不是教师，所以不用注意。
Maybe you are thinking that this passage is for pastors and teachers. I am neither, so I need not pay attention.
但是这段圣经是不是保罗要提摩太子教牧师跟教师呢？他是不是也要教导信徒呢？
But does Paul desire Timothy to teach and command just pastors and leaders, or does he want Timothy to teach everyone?
我相信。是的，保罗要提摩太不但教导那些长老、做牧师的、做教师的，但是这些牧师、教师也要教导别人，要成为众人榜样。既然是榜样，众人都要学。
I believe that of course Paul wants Timothy to be teaching and commanding these things to pastors and teachers, but the pastors and teachers ought to be commanding and teaching these things as well, especially when they need to set an example. By implication, it means that all must learn.
所以我们要注意，我们做家长的，我们做老师的，你的一举一动，你的孩子都在看。
So we must pay attention, especially parents and teachers. Whatever that you do, the children are watching.
很多时候我们常常骂孩子。
Very often we scold our children.
你没有注意到，我们旁边的人一看，那个孩子的一模一样，是从你那边学来的，我一看就知道。
And from the observer's perspective.We realize that the children's behavior is actually attained by following the parents.
你不断地骂那个孩子，其实你在骂自己。
And when you scold your child, you are actually scolding.
你骂孩子，你没为什么你这样没有耐心
？And you scold the child, why are you so impatient?
你自己很没有耐心嘛
？That's because you too are impatient.
啊，你这么暴躁，怎么他孩子怎么会学得好呢？你已经学了几十年了，已经几十岁了，你都学不好，孩子怎么会学好呢？
And from your own frustrated attitude, we can see that you have not learned the lesson after tens of years. How then could you expect your child to learn it in a couple of years?
所以我们应该先把自己做好。
So we ought to watch our own conduct.
把自己管理得好。
Manage ourselves.
然后成为孩子的榜样。
And then we will be the examples for children.
在教会属灵的家庭也是一样。
And this is the same in the spiritual family of the church.
所以第一呢，我们看到保罗告诉提摩太，第一他必须要成为众人的榜样。
So we see firstly that Paul told Timothy to be an example for the believers.
第二点呢，他告诉保罗要为众人讲解圣经。
And secondly, he told Timothy to exposit the scripture for all.
你看第十三节
，Look at verse 13.
他说你要以宣读劝勉。教导为念，只等到我来。
Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching.
这里我们的华文圣经，比如这个文字有一点古老，就是以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，意思说你要注意这些事情，你要注重这些事情，直到我来。
You must devote to yourself to this or pay attention to this.
所以这个字呢的意思是什么呢？他说你要注意，你要专心。
You must be devoted and you must be paying attention there.
这里呢有包括要讲到说你是集中精神，甚至废寝忘食，全神贯注的去做这件事情。
You are to be totally focused to the extent of skipping your meals.
意思说你好像如临大敌这样，你全力以赴，根本不能分心的去做这件事情。
is like a great enemy has arrived and you cannot do anything else but to fight this enemy.
这句话这个字的原本的意思是说，不只是说直到教导那件事情，是讲到还没有教导之前的预备那个策划那个研究等等都包括在这个字里面。
And encompassed in this word is not just the actual teaching itself but all the effort that is given to preparing the teaching is also included.
所以圣经有一个学者说，这个是指到那个教师还没有教导之前的准备工作。
And one commentator said that this refers to the preparation work that the teacher does before he teaches.
所以他就是一心一意的要做成这件事情。
So he is one-heartedly devoted to success in this area.
所以他说以宣读、劝勉、教导为目标去准备。
And to prepare with this aim of wanting to read scripture and to exhortation and to teach.
那么什么叫做宣读、劝勉、教导呢？
What is the reading and the exhortation and the teaching?
其实这个的意思就是，你记得主耶稣吗？主耶稣在他到会堂的时候，他拿起他的这个书卷，他就读完之后他解释。
And remember the Lord Jesus when he came to the synagogue, he took up a scroll and he read it and then after that he explained it.
所以这个呢就是我们讲的释经讲道。
And this refers to what we often call expository preaching.
我们读一段经文，
we read a passage of scripture,
然后我们解释这段经文在讲什么，
and then we explain what this passage is,
然后劝勉大家去遵守这段经文，
and then we encourage everyone to actually obey.
这个就是我们每个主日所做的工作。
This is what we do every Lord's Day.
所以释经讲道并不奇怪，这个是主耶稣的时代已经这样做，甚至旧约时代已经是这样做的。
So expository preaching is not new because Jesus did that and even in the Old Testament the people did that.
在尼希米记的时候，尼希米也是这样做。
And this was done in Nehemiah.
尼希米在第八章第八节，他说尼希米拿起来念神的律法，然后讲明那个意思，使百姓明白所念的。
And Nehemiah 8:8 tells us that they read from the book, from the law of God clearly, and they gave the sense. So that the people understood the meaning.
所以这个就是我们做的。我们每个主日来，我就是念一段圣经，而且我们是有系统的，按部就班的，一章一章，一段一段的念这段圣经，然后一段一段的解释。
And this is what we do here every Lord's Day. We come here and we systematically read through the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and we explain it.
这个不是新的教导，这个是在旧约已经有了，主耶稣时代已经是这么做，主耶稣也这么做。然后我们看到在历史上面呢，有不断有人这么做。
This is not a new concept. We see this in the Old Testament. We see practiced by Jesus, and throughout the history of the church, there are faithful pastors who did so.
而且我可以这么讲说，可能是近代的历史才开始出现很多这个主题式的讲道。
And I dare say that it is only in recent history that topical sermons came about.
但是在早期呢，都是这会堂也好，这个第一世纪的教会呢，都是打开神的话，念了之后解释神的话的意思，然后劝勉大家遵守，这个就是最尊重最荣耀神的一个讲道。
In the early days, be it in the Old Testament or the first century church, what they practiced was to open the scriptures, to read it, and then to explain it. This is expository preaching, which is the way to show respect to God's word and to give glory to Him.
而且呢，我们看到这个改革的这个马丁路德、加尔文都是这样做。
And we saw that during the Reformation, Martin Luther and Calvin, they all did the same.
马丁路德跟加尔文都是每个主日他都讲到，每个这个早上讲圣经，下午讲早上讲新约，下午讲旧约。
And both Martin Luther and John Calvin practiced the same thing. They would preach the New Testament in the morning and the Old Testament in the afternoon.
所以你会发现呢，他们的讲道记呢，可以创世纪、写到启示录，而且是每一篇每一章都有他们的讲道记录。
And you can actually find records of their sermons from every chapter and every verse of the Bible, from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
啊，但是可惜的是，加尔文还没有讲到启示录，他已经死了。
But it is a pity that John Calvin passed away before he preached Revelation.
所以保罗要告提摩太说，你一定要以宣读，就是公开的读子的话，然后解释，劝勉别人来遵守神的话，然后要有系统性的教导。
So Paul instructed or commanded Timothy to devote himself to the public reading of scripture, to exhortation, to teaching, and to do this systematically until Paul comes.
所以保罗要来，但是有阻碍，他不能够到，所以他说这个很重要，你必须要已经开始这样去做，在教会里面必须要这样做。
Paul intended to come, but he was hindered. But he told Timothy that this is important and you must do this.
所以我们教会每一次我们有在一起敬拜神的时候，我们都读主的话，然后我们用主的话来祷告，然后我们读主的话，用主的话来讲道。
So we do this in our church every Lord's Day. We come and we read God's word, and then we use God's word to guide our prayer, following by reading God's word again, and then we preach God's word.
啊，所以这个是很重要。但是你想，像我又不是牧师，我又不是教师，我怎么去教别人呢？有谁可以给我教呢？
And yes, this is important, but you might ask, I'm neither a pastor nor a teacher, so how do I teach and whom do I teach?
首先让我讲一讲做父母的。
Firstly, let me talk about parents.
然后我再讲你们这些其他的没有孩子、没有还没有结婚的弟兄姐妹。
Then I will talk about the people without children or the unmarried believers.
我劝你，当我们在主日听道之后，听完道之后呢，当你离开教会的时候呢，在路上你就好跟你的太太、你的孩子讲说，今天我学了什么。
And I want to encourage you that just immediately after you hear the sermon on a Sunday, on the way home, you can be telling your wife and your children what you have learned.
作为丈夫，你要带领你的妻子。
As a husband, you must lead your wife.
作为一个父母，你要带领你的孩子。
Parents, you must lead your children.
不要等到你忘记，你就听今天早上所学的东西呢，马上重复的讲出来。你一讲的时候，你已经重复，你在提醒自己，而且呢，你在回忆你所学的功课。
And do not wait until you have forgotten the sermon. So right after the sermon, you are actually telling your children and your wife what you have learned. That is actually revising what you have learned.
很多教会很注重家庭崇拜。
Many churches focus on family worship.
我不是反对家庭崇拜，我觉得这个是很好的。
I'm not against family worship. I think it is good.
但是不要成为律法主义。
But let not become legalistic.
每天一定要打开圣经，家人要坐在那边，然后每个人打开圣经，然后按照圣经讲，这个是好事。
And to sit down together as a family every day to open the scripture and to study the scriptures together is a good thing.
但是更重要的是，你在平时生活的时候，常常跟他们提起有关神的事情，有关圣经的教导，有关我们怎么样反应，我们怎么样做。
But more importantly, in every aspect of your daily life, you ought to be constantly teaching your children what is God's word about.And what does God's word say about this? And how should we respond to this?
我们看圣经里面也是有这样教。
And we see this same teaching in the Bible.
在申命记六章第六节到第九节这么说，他说：今日我所吩咐你的都要记在心上，然后殷勤的教训你的儿女，无论坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论，要系在手上为记号，戴上头额上为经文，而且写在房屋的门框上，并你们的城门上。
Deuteronomy 6:6-9 says, And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
主日学老师没有办法跟你的孩子回到家里躺在躺下起来，行在路上，坐在家里，这件事情做不到，只有你们父母才做得到。
The Sunday school teacher cannot be sitting in your house and walking by the way and lying down and when you rise also be with the children. This is only achievable by the parents.
意思是说，这个在生活当中要常常的谈论。
In other words, you ought to be often talking about God's word in your life.
主耶稣带着门徒也是这样。
And Jesus did the same thing when he led his disciples.
他走到旷野，你看到旷野的，你看到那些花吗？这些花看得很美，一下子就不见了。他就讲到神的供应。
And when he was walking with them in the wilderness, and they came to this place where there are flowers, and he tells them, look at the lilies of the field, and he used that to teach them about God's providence.
他看到飞鸟，你看到飞鸟吗？你看到这个没有神，如果不允许，一个都不能跌在地上。这个是讲到神的主权。
And when he saw birds flying past, and he pointed to the birds and said, look at the birds of the air, not one of them will fall unless God allows it. This is about God's sovereignty.
所以在生活上教导有关神的事情。
So in their lives, they teach about God's word.
所以你学了这个东西呢，你去教的时候，你教的时候，你其实教导别人的时候，你是自己学的最多的。
So whatever that you have learned, you ought to teach others, because when you teach others, actually you learn the most.
所以你常常教别人的时候，你就常常提醒自己。
So as you teach others often, you remind yourself often.
啊，我的太太很喜欢我教这个圣经的这个婚姻辅导。
My wife loves to hear me teaching what the Bible says about marriage.
啊，因为当我教婚姻辅导的时候，我是最好的 husband 丈夫。
Because when I teach what the Bible says about marriage, I suddenly become the best husband.
如果不教的时候，我又忘记了。
When I do not teach that, I forget.
所以你会发现，当你不断的教的时候呢，你就成被提醒，你就自己去做。
So you realize that when you keep teaching something, you will remind yourself to do the same.
那么你说我们还没有结婚，我们又没有孩子，我教谁啊？
And you might say, I'm not married or I have no children, so whom do I teach?
你就教你的朋友，教你的同事。
Teach your friends, teach your colleagues.
他说他没有信主啊。
And you might say, they are not believers.
那没有关系啊，你就告诉我，我的同事啊，你知道我礼拜天去教会说这个，我也顺便跟你讲，你也可以学。
You can still tell them that when I go to church on Sunday, this is what I learn. Let me tell you that so that you can learn that too.
你会发现我们当中有很多人信主是这样来的。
You might find that actually a lot of brothers and sisters in our midst actually came to church because of that.
而且呢，你可以跟自己的家人、妈妈、爸爸、弟弟、孩子都可以讲，你越讲越多，你自己越被提醒，而且别人也得到这个好处。
And you can do the same to your parents at home, to your siblings, to your nephews and nieces.And when you say all these things, they will also be able to learn.
所以保罗在这边说，你要成为众人的榜样。他说你要教导别人圣经，不单是对牧师讲，每一个信徒都可以做。
So when Paul tells Timothy to be an example for all and to exposit the scripture for all, this is not only to the pastor, but actually every believer can do it.
第三点呢，保罗还讲到说，他必须要提摩太用恩赐来祝福人。
And thirdly, Paul instructs Timothy to exercise his spiritual gift for all.
大家看第十四节
，Look at verse 14.
他说：“你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you.”
这里特别提到这个提摩太，在众人在这个众长老按手他在他身上的时候，是指我们叫做案例。案例的意思是在这里，很多教会说我们没有案例，其实圣经很多有这样案例的例子。众长老按手在他时候的时候，当他们这样做的时候，在提摩太的情形，有先知在那时候发预言，指到提摩太的这个恩赐。所以我们没有很多没有很多详细的资料知道这件事情。不过保罗说，这件事情曾经发生过，他安利这个提摩太的时候，神的话有先知的预言提到他的恩赐。
And this passage here talks about the council of elders laying their hands on Timothy. This is actually referring to the point when Timothy was ordained as a pastor. There are churches today that say that there's no such thing as ordaining of pastors.But it is found in the scriptures here when the council of elders ordained Timothy. There are no specific details on what is the gift here, but we do know that there were prophets in those days, and therefore they had a specific specific prophecy for Timothy.
那么这里他说不要轻忽所得的恩赐，轻忽什么意思呢？
Do not neglect the gift. What does it mean to neglect?
这个轻忽的意思是包括忽略或者他没有专心，没有全力以赴去做。
To neglect could mean not to pay attention or not to be focused.Or not to devote his energy to do it.
神是可以解释成他，神是解释他离开神是有放弃这个岗位的念头。
And there is even the implication of leaving the post.
意思是说，提摩太好像有这个试探，遇到这个试探，甚至他要离开，放弃做牧师的这个工作。
So by implication, we can see that Timothy would have been faced with the temptation of giving up the work of a pastor.
你打开这个提摩太后书看一看。
If you turn to 2 Timothy,
你看第提摩太后书第一章第七节。
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
或许我们从第六节看起，他说：“为此我提醒你，使你将神借我手所给你的恩赐。”再如火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力以我以福音同受苦难。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of GodWhich is in you through the laying of on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
所以这里他已经暗示保这个提摩太有胆怯的心。
So there is a hint that Timothy was having a spirit of fear.
而且也有一个暗示说提摩太有为主做见证为耻的心。
And there is a hint that Timothy was ashamed of the testimony of the Lord.
你再看十二节。
Look again at verse 12.
为这个缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交托他的。你从我听的那纯正话语的规范，要在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守住。从前所教过你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢守住。凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的，其中有腓基路和黑摩奇尼。
And verse 12, which is why I suffer as I do, but I am not ashamed.For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. You are aware that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes.
作为一个牧师是非常困难的事情。
It is a difficult thing to be a pastor.
牧养是一个非常难的工作。
Shepherding is a difficult work.
牧养羊群很难，牧养人更难。
To shepherd real sheep is difficult. To shepherd men is actually worse.
其实应该讲不是难，是做不到的事情。
Actually, let me rephrase that. It is not difficult. It is impossible.
所以很多人在做牧者，其实超过一半的人从神学院毕业出来都离开他的岗位。
Actually, statistics have shown that up to a half of seminary graduates who started serving as pastors ended up leaving the post.
很少人能够超过十年还在那个同一个位置上面。
Very few people can remain in the same position for 10 years.
所以提摩太也感受到各种的压力，他必须要去指出这些一传异教的，他要指出人犯罪的，他要对付这么多人，那么他自己也是罪人，怎么对付？所以这个工作根本是很难做，而且根本是不可能做的。
So Timothy himself would have felt the pressure. He had to forbid those who were teaching false doctrine. He would have to point out the sins of others while he himself was still a sinner. And this is not just a difficult but an impossible task.
所以很难让一个人坐在同一个位置，特别是在做牧师呢，做长时间呢，非常困难。
So it is extremely difficult for one person to remain in the same position, especially the pastor.
所以我们常常劝弟兄姐妹要为牧师祷告。
So we often encourage the brothers and sisters to pray for the pastor.
如果不是神的恩典，没有人能够坐在那个位置这么长的时间。
Unless it is God's grace, no one can remain in this position for a long time.
所以大家说，哎呀，这个牧师很好做，其实牧师最难做，根本不可能做。
And many people say, ah, the pastor's work is easy, but it is actually just the exact opposite.
所以我们要常常要靠着神做这份工作。
And we have to often depend on God's strength to do this work.
好像以西结他看到那些一群骨头，然后神说你只能够使这个骨头恢复成为人吗？
And it's just like Ezekiel who saw a pile of dry bones, and God asked Ezekiel, "Can you give life to this set of dry bones?"
其实是不可能的。
It is impossible.
如果不是神，没有人能够做成这件事情。
Unless it is through God.
所以你看，提摩太在这边遇到许多的困难，他甚至自己好像有可能要离开。
So we see that Timothy was faced with a lot of difficulties, even to the extent that he was giving up his work.
那么保罗劝他说，不要离开，要坚持。
And Paul tells him, do not leave your post, persist.
怎么要求他继续坚持下去？他的鼓励是什么呢？
How did Paul encourage him to persist?
他说，你不要忘记神给你的恩赐。
Do not forget the gift that God has given you.
你记得神给你的这恩赐，这个恩赐就证明你应该在这个位置上面。
Remember the gift that God has given you. This is sure proof that you are to be in this place.
作为牧师有没有失望的时候？
Is a pastor disappointed at times?
当然有，很多有。
Of course, it happens often.
常常有。
All the time.
啊，只是你们看不出来，这个是牧师的厉害。
And it's just that it is invisible or transparent to you. This is the pastor's gift.
保罗说，别人软弱他怎么不软弱？别人流泪他不流泪？你看到有人失去亲人，他不会感觉吗？他有感觉的。
And when Paul was writing, he says that you know, there are people who deserted him, people who lost their loved ones, and people who are in tears. He was full of feeling.
但是当我们在很软弱的时候，我们怎么看呢？我们看到，哎呀，弟兄姐妹，有一些人成长了，你看到有一些人在很爱主，看到有一些人很努力的工作，这个就给我们的一个鼓励。
But when we are discouraged, we look at some brothers and sisters who are growing, some brothers and sisters who are actually encouraging others, and this encourages us too.
当我们开始恩道教会的时候呢，我们有很多未知数，很多东西不知道。你说我们没有怀疑过吗？你没有担心过吗
？When we first started GBF, there were lots of uncertainties. Were we thinking otherwise, or were we discouraged?
别人说我们不是神的意思，我们自己按照自己血气出来成立教会。
Some people say that this is not according to God's will. You are doing it out of your own desire.
但是神给我们恩典。
But God gave us grace.
你看到这个地方
？Look at this place.
我们没有找他自己，神赐给我们。
We did not go searching for a place. God gave it to us.
我们看到这个书店，我们没有去找神赐给我们有一个书店。
And look at the bookstore. We did not establish this. God gave it to us.
我们要想要开始神学院，既然能够开始神学院，你多少这么小的教会可以做这么多事情呢？
We wanted to start a seminary, and then God gave us a seminary. How many small churches can do so many things?
是的，当我们失望的时候，我们看人失望的时候，我们想起，哦，神的恩典在我们当中，神使用你的恩赐做了很多的工作，哦，是的，神的旨意在这里，然后我们坚持下去。
Yes, sometimes we are disappointed because of men, but when we look at God's work and God's grace amongst us, and we remember that, oh, this is God's gift to us, and we then will be encouraged to persist.
很多时候我常常到其他的教会去。
Very often I go to other churches.
我去的都是，当然我有去大教会，但是我去很多小教会。
Of course, I went to some big churches, but often I went to small churches to preach.
啊，去小教会的时候，你看到他们在怎么那个环境怎么不好，地方怎么挤怎么小，他们还在那边聚会。然后我们看到我们自己，哦，我们有这样，不是很堂皇，不是很大，不过还很舒服，这个就足够感恩了。
And when I go to some small churches and see how the congregation will pack that small little place, and they still were willing to go and to listen. And when I look around, we do not have a glamorous place, but it is huge and enough and comfortable enough. This is worth our thanksgiving.
神赐给我们这一些，当我们数算神的恩典，当我们想到神使用我们做的工作之后呢，啊，我们可以说是主。有恩典在我们身上，主的旨意在这里成就，不是完全我们。
And when we start to count our blessings that God has given us all these things, and we look at how God's grace has been with us in our work, then we realize that this must be God's will, and it is not from us, it is from God.
是的，教会牧者有没有失望？有，很多时候失望是你们不知道的。
So this pastor disappointed very often, just that you do not know about it.
每一个人离开这个教会，我都会记得他。
Everyone who leaves this church and don't come back, I remember.
每一个人跌倒，我们心里都难过。
Everyone who fall, we are sad.
每一个人的挣扎，难道我们回家没有挣扎？我们把人的问题全部带回家，只是你不知道而已。
And when people are struggling, we bring all these struggles with us back home, just that you do not know.
啊，这些东西有谁感受到这些东西？我们没有感受到呢？我们怎么可能做成这个工作？我们是绝对做不成的。
And we have to go through the pains of everyone. How can we actually do this work? It is impossible.
但是保罗说什么呢？坚持下去，想到神给你的工作，想到神给你的恩赐，你必须坚持。
But Paul says you must persist because once you think that God is the one who gave you this thing, you must persist.
特别神给我们恩赐是什么呢？要我们叫众人都得福气。
And especially God has given us gifts.So that it is for the common good.
所以我们在这边看到呢，这段圣经呢，我基本上刚才我们一开始的时候，我说有很多的这个，可能有七八个这个命令，我把它总结成三个。
And we started this passage and we said that there's probably 6 to 8 commands, but we categorize them into 3.
第一个呢，就是要成为众人的榜样。
First is to be example for all.
第二就是要讲解圣经，为众人讲解圣经。
Secondly is to exposit the scripture for all.
第三个呢，就是要使用你的恩赐祝福众人。
And thirdly is to exercise your spiritual gift for the common good.
但是你说接下来还有很多这个命令呢？
And you might ask how about the remaining commands?
你看第十五节。
Look at verse 15.
他说这些事你要殷勤去做，这个也是一个命令，在此专心也是命令。使众人看出你的长进来。第十六节，你要谨慎自己也是命令，要自己和自己的教训，要在这些事情上也是要恒心也是命令。这些命令怎么解呢？
Verse 15, practice these things is a command. Immerse yourself is a command, so that all may see your progress. Verse 16, keep a close watch is a command. Persist in this is another command. So how do we interpret all this?
所以你看英文圣经，你看 these things.他讲什么呢？十五节 ，practice these things, immerse yourself in them, persist in these things. 这些 these things 是什么东西
？And the English says these things in them and these things. So what are these things?
其实呢，这些都是在重复刚才我们讲的这三件事情。
Actually, it's a repetition of these 3 things we talked about.
你看第十五节，你们要这些事情上面殷勤去做。
Verse 15, practice these things.Immerse yourself in them.
这个 practice 呢，那个美国的 NASB 翻译成 take pain， 意思说你必须要专心、专注、下定决心、全力以赴。
NASB says to take pain in these things. In other words, you are to be focused, you are to pay attention and give yourself wholly to this.
而且并且要在此专心。
And you must be focused in this.
啊，这个有些他说 immerse， 意思说你完全的投入。
In other words, you are to be fully given over.
意思说心无旁贷，废寝忘食，就是专心，就是有只有一个目的，非做不可。
In other words, you are not distracted to the extent of skipping your meals. You are focused in wanting to achieve this task.
所以他讲来讲去就是这几样事情，就是我们要做好这个工作。
And he is simply repeating these same things that you are to do well.
所以他这里告诉我们说要谨慎，这个要十五节说要殷勤专心。
Verse 15 says to practice and immerse.
到一个程度让人看出你的确有进步来。
To the extent that people may see your progress.
如果有人认识你一段时间，你问问他，你认识我几年了，几个月了，我有没有长进啊？
If there are people who know you for a few years, you can go and ask them, all these years that you have known me, have I any progress?
我盼望他的答案是有。
I hope that the answer you will get is yes.
没有的话你就不及格了。
If the answer is no, you have failed.
而且呢，他说你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching.
啊，这谨慎自己是你的近前的行为，教训就是你所学的真理。
Keeping a close watch on yourself refers to your godly behavior, and on the teaching refers to the truth that he, or the doctrine that he is teaching.
这些事你一定要恒心，是一个命令，你必须要坚持到底。
Persist in this another command.
所以你看到，如果你这样做呢，不但能够救自己，也能够救听见你的人。
And by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
当然，你在传福音的时候，你能够他们接受福音，你能够得救。
Of course, when you preach the gospel, they can be saved, and that's because you are preaching it.
但是这里呢，讲到救自己呢，是不一定是指。福音，他是讲到说，将来我们还要见主面的时候，要受主的这个判断的时候呢，你盼望主能够说，你又忠心良善的仆人。
And being saving yourself is not just referring to the gospel, but also referring to the future judgment when God pronounces to him, you are good and faithful servant.
我们信主的人已经得救了。
Believers in the Lord are already saved.
但是我们的救恩完成了没有？
But is our salvation complete?
还没有，因为我们的肉体还没有得赎。
Not yet, because our bodies await redemption.
肉体什么时候得赎呢？主耶稣再来的时候才得赎。
And our bodies will only be redeemed when Jesus comes
again. 所以我们的确是得救了，不过主耶稣的这个完整的救恩要在主耶稣再来的时候才能够完成。
So we are already saved, but salvation will only be completed when the Lord Jesus comes again.
所以我们看到这里，我们在做的工作就是不断，我们讲的不但是救恩，而且是成圣的道路。
So we are not just talking about salvation here, but also the sanctification of believers.
所以我们得救之后呢，我们要加入教会，教会不断的使我们成圣，不断的教导，不断的彼此劝勉，使到我们越来越成圣，越来越像主耶稣。
So after we are saved, we are to join a church and to receive encouragement and exhortation, and we grow so that we will be more sanctified and more like Christ.
这个就是神的旨意，让人我们信主之后加进教会牧者的工作，就是要在这些事情上面不断的努力，直到我们见主面。
And this is God's will that after we believe, we join a local church and the pastor will teach and encourage us in this area.
这个是保罗给提摩太的教导。
And this is the teaching that Paul gave to Timothy.
但是同样的，我们每一个人都可以，都必须做这同一件事情。
But similarly, each and every one of us ought to do the same.
当你不断的去服侍，人家就认出你的恩赐来。
When you keep serving, the people will recognize your gift.
大家就因此得福。
And this will benefit everyone else.
盼望我们每个人都学习来敬拜神。
May each and every one of us learn to worship God.
让我们来唱一首诗歌，259首。